Complesso del Carmine, Carmine Complex. Located in the square by the same name, the Carmine Complex consists of a bell tower, a church, and a monastery. The Carmelite convent in Marsala, founded in the mid-18th century, is thought to be one of the oldest in Sicily. The Church of the Annunziata, dedicated to Our Lady of the Annunciation, was probably built in the 16th century, but so much renovation work has been carried out through the ages that hardly any of the original structure has survived. An indication of the historical significance of the complex is the fact that the neighbourhood of the Annunziata, which is one of the four historically important neighbourhoods of Marsala, together with those of San Matteo, San Tommaso and San Francesco, was named after it. A cross-vaulted portico leads up to the church facade, which has openings at the top. The single nave interior is clearly Baroque in style. It once used to house invaluable artworks, such as the Madonna del Popolo by Gaggini, now held at the Chiesa Madre, and several sarcophagi belonging to the noble families of Marsala, the Grignani and the Requesens. Today, however, the church looks very different due to damage caused by the Second World War bombardments and subsequent restoration works which haven't adequately highlighted its fine features. The convent, too, has undergone a great deal of restoration work through the centuries, including work carried out to repair the heavy damage caused by the 1827 earthquake. In the second half of the 19th century, the building was assigned to the Carabinieri, but it went through a period of total abandon and decline, exacerbated by repeated collapses. In the mid-1990s, major restoration works were carried out, which enabled the city and its visitors to reclaim this important part of local history. The convent has a neoclassical facade. Inside is a monumental staircase dating from 1837, with an arch flanked by two lions holding up the seal of the Carmelite order. The wide and airy cloister, in which various styles have been applied over the original structure, has a fine loggia. Part of the convent is now used as the premises for the Contemporary Painting Institution and houses over 750 works by famous contemporary artists, including Accardi, Pomodoro, Cantatore, Tosi, Marchegiani, and so on. In addition to its permanent collection, the institution also regularly holds temporary exhibitions, of which you can get details at the entrance. The octagonal bell tower is on three levels, rising to a dome. It was noted in the diaries of the Marquis of Villabianca as being a noteworthy structure. It collapsed in 1745 and was rebuilt a few years later by the Trapani architect Biagio Amico. Inside is a fascinating and unusual spiral staircase that definitely deserves to be seen. In Piazza del Carmine, you'll find a very fine-looking Palazzo Grignani, which takes its name from one of the Marsala noble families, whose descendants were buried in the church opposite. The palazzo was originally built in the 15th century and has undergone many alterations through the centuries. The facade is embellished by a richly decorated balcony resting on winding volutes. The characteristic wrought iron goose breast railings are typically Baroque. The balcony window is surmounted by a central medallion framed by ornate decorations.